Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm a pig in a blanket, Danny Beard.
And I'm turkey stuffer, Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast, Billy's swapping Chinese food for favours.
Danny's called out for kink shaming.
And our special guest is talking fish, icks and curls. Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, Billy Andrew.
And this podcast is two queers in your ears talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, hookup horrors and goss. Well, even third-hand goss. And listen to this week.
Yeah.
Girls, gays and theys. We're talking anything from pimping yourself out for food.
Done it.
Is this your own letter?
Yeah.
You want to write him back in?
Yep.
Two, sucking off straight men.
Done it.
And today, we've got an extra special guest, Felix Mufti, who some of you may know as Roman from Sex Education. Hello, Felix.
Hi.
How are you, my love?
I'm good. I'm excited to, you know, talk about my specialties of pimping yourself out for food and stuff.
And you know what? It's nice to have a bit of Scouse balance on the show.
Yeah, because normally you're outnumbered.
By what? By non-Scouse?
Non-Scouse, yeah.
Yeah, so now we've got proper Queen's English, two of us.
Yeah. You're the minority here, Billy.
Yeah. Felix, we always like to start by asking our guests their pronouns at the start of the show, just to make sure that we're getting it into convo and so people at home, allies, can see how fucking easy it is. So what would your preferred pronouns be today?
My preferred pronouns are he, they, nuisance, not bad.
On the sofas. Well, I'm he, they. Billy, you are?
He, him.
He, him. Sam is?
He, him.
I just really rubbed up your leg.
Yeah, I know. That
you've
was
been working out, Sam.
Yeah, I tend to do
that. Was musty as a PT.
Thank you.
Listen, we've got loads to talk about today. Felix, you're here to talk a little bit about Tranuary as well, which is happening in, guess when?
January.
Well done.
Well, I don't know how I got that.
But before we do all of that, if you want to become a gossip goddess, you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, funny stories, or anything else camp, crazy, or cuckoo, then you can get in touch by emailing us at
letters@gossipdayspod.com,
DMing us on Insta at
gossipdayspod,
and you can even get in touch via WhatsApp, text, voice notes, go wild, do what you want, say what you want. And you know what? We'll be there for you, won't we?
Always and forever.
Always. XOXO. Head over to this episode's description to find out more. Now, Felix, I always ask at the top of the show, like, what have you been up to this week? Have you got any dramas, any goss, anything you want to talk to us about?
Really. I've just been in bed, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your schedule like at the minute? Because people might know you from Sex Education.
Sex Education.
And they said bad education. It's the wrong shit.
Yeah. I, you know what? It gets mistaken a lot.
Loads
of taxi drivers like, is that the one with Jack Whitehorn? I'm like, no, it's on Netflix. And they're like, oh, not us. Yeah, I'm driving.
So what's that like? Because you go from full on schedule to...
Yeah, like,
sitting around.
It was weird because, like, I'm like, you know, I'm a cabaret performer, so you know, I'm like chronically unemployed.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then all of a sudden, I'm like having to wake up at like 4 in the morning to go and sit in here and make up for 3 hours when usually I'm just like badly putting a lash on the train, you know? So it's like, yeah, it was weird, like, because it's such an intense schedule and like your life is owned by Netflix, you know? It's like similar to like when you're filming for Drag Race and stuff where it's like you are like from when you wake up to when you go to sleep, you're doing what they want you to do, you know? So it's like, yeah, it was weird. Like, and then I was there for 9 months. It's a long time.
That is a long time. It's a job.
Before that, I'd never been out of Liverpool for more than 2 weeks. And when I was, it was like Skegness or Pontins, you know what I mean? I love a bit of Pontins. It's closing down, yeah?
I know.
Gutted.
I'm not. Gutted. I am for the money.
Where was it filmed then?
So you're filming in Cardiff. Well, you stay in Cardiff and then it's filmed everywhere around South Wales.
Right.
And the south of England, you know what I mean? And like, so it's like, yeah, it's a long way from home and everyone else, they go back to London for weekends and that, but I wouldn't. Like,
I love Cardiff, that.
I love it. Yeah. I was saying this because I was there last Christmas and I was like, I actually miss Cardiff a lot. And like, I made mates with this like 8-year-old woman, and we used to watch like The Chase and The Apprentice together. And she was in my little apartment block, and when I was there, I really got into roasting vegetables because you know you can't party or not, and so what else is there to do? And I was like taking her like pans of like roasted carrots, like look, Agnes. So yeah,
what was her name?
Agnes. Shout out Agnes. She's definitely not listening.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Like, what's a podcast?
Yeah.
No, I love that. Well, I've done fake Christmas this week.
Oh, you have? Fake Christmas. You do this every year?
No, not with my family.
Oh.
I usually do a fake Christmas with my family because normally I'm in like Panto or I'm in a show or I'm Chocka over Crimbo. So we do a fake Christmas like usually in November, a month before. Fake Christmas is back for my boyfriend's family. So we did it this weekend. I did a full trial run of me Christmas dinner.
Which is?
All the fucking food, darling.
All the trimmings?
The trimmings.
Wow, okay. Now, did it go?
It was a bit of a thing at the table because people were like, Yorkshire puddings on a Christmas dinner.
Ah. What? No, you're not supposed to, allegedly.
Well,
no.
I not supposed love to. Yorkshire pudding. If you're having a roast dinner, can I get an agreement from everyone in the room?
Go on.
If you're having a roast dinner, regardless if it's Christmas or not, does Yorkshire pudding know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a little Yorkshire pudding.
No!
No!
If you're having beef, which I don't.
Wait,
so
what?
We did have a joint beef, you see.
Oh, we have beef as well.
We have beef as well.
Yeah.
We've always got beef.
All the spouses at home will be like, what's the beef?
Beef and an Aunt Bessie's.
Yeah, but I love it. Anyway, so we've done that, but I have been having... Basically, yesterday for me dinner, I just had leftover bussies. So my insides are... I've had 2 days of carrot and sweets.
Right, okay.
2 days of mac and cheese. 2 days of sprouts.
Mac and cheese on your roast dinner?
Oh, I always have mac and cheese as a side.
This is getting weirder. What
Listen, else? Why is this weird? What? Mac and cheese?
Even the Toby Carver, he has mac and cheese.
Thank you.
Does it?
Yeah.
I've not been there in years.
Sorry. Toby Carver.
I love a Toby Carver.
So I made the fucking nicest butty in the air fryer. Picture this, 2 slices of bread, yeah? Butter both sides. Just go with it. We're not doing a Zempic. We'll go with the losing weight while we're eating these, right? Butter both sides. Then we have a layer of carrot and swede mash spritz on it.
Got ya.
Then add chicken chunks chopped up with pigs and blankets chopped up. What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not. I'm in
with
heaven.
Cranberry stuffing.
Right.
All chopped up and on it. Then I put we had like pulled beef, so I put all the beef on and then I put that in the air fryer to crisp the beef up that's in the middle of the sandwich. While it was in the air fryer, I mixed mayo and gravy to make a mayo gravy. Don't look at me like that. It's really fucking nice.
I'm not into
Jamie
that.
Jamie Oliver did it and did it's he? Nice.
And if you want constipation, this recipe will be on Instagram.
Hang on, you won't be constipated because it's about fucking 5 blocks of cheese on it, motherfucker. And then I grate the cheese on, let it melt.
Right.
I put me mayo on it, then cheese, let that melt, then the top goes on, and on the bottom of the top is cranberry sauce, loads of it. And then once that's on, crisp the whole sandwich up. My mouth's watering now, guys. I'll put some pictures on this because this was gorgeous. I know everyone's looking at me like I'm going crazy in the studio.
I honestly just like beef and a bit of salt.
It's not finished,
I'm sorry, go on.
And then on the top of it, I spread a thin layer of mac and cheese because it's thick with more cheese on the top. And then obviously I have a dip in gravy. That's nice.
I mean, it just sounds like a lot of effort.
You can tell I had a spliff, can't you? It is what it is, and it tasted nice.
Wow.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, so I thought it was going to be more interesting during that, and the energy in the room.
It was a roller coaster.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You,
tell me more.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie. I got lost at the pigs in blanket.
No, I just had to get on board with the mayo gravy. That's where you lost me, actually. Sorry, unfortunately.
Are you joking? I know you, and I know your taste buds, and I know your belly.
I'll try it, but I don't know if I'm into it. Well, on Christmas Day, we'll try it.
Yeah, we will.
My problem with the mayo gravy is you usually have mayo cold and then you have gravy hot.
Yeah.
So
is it a warm?
Is it a warm one or is it...
It's always a warm one.
Is it a warm one or like...
See, I won't lie. I warmed the gravy up in the microwave, and I mixed it with cold mayo.
So it's like a lukewarm.
So it's warm, which is probably a bit off-putting to say out loud, but once it goes into a toasty that's warm, the whole thing becomes warm.
Okay. Got you.
Okay.
So...
If you're making it for me, I will absolutely try it.
I'll be making it for you, for
sure. Perfect. I'm honestly really excited now.
Yeah, I'll be making it. And it needs to be cooked 3 times, that toasty.
Wow. 3 times toasty?
Before it finishes.
Wow.
I sound like I'm pissed. Anyway, before we get into this week's confessions, and we've got some corkers, I believe. Let me just scroll down. Yeah, we've got some corkers. Someone from Hull.
Oh, wow.
Hold on tight. We want to talk about a little bit about Tranuary, what it is, where it happens, and how people can get involved or support it. So, Felix, you're involved with Tranuary. Is that right?
It is correct.
What is your involvement?
So I've actually been helping out with Tranuary from the start when it was just like an idea. And basically Liv, the amazing producer, had this idea of like there's not enough kind of events centering trans people with like all trans lineups. So then we were like kind of curating an idea, and then Liv was like, well, January, Tranuary. So,
ding, ding,
and that's all the marketing you need to know.
Yeah.
So it originally started as kind of like a cabaret idea, and now it's expanded. So what Tranuary is now is on the 27th of January at Soup in Manchester.
Ooh, you got your dates.
I got my dates. Yeah. It's a week after my birthday, so Aquarius season. So in the daytime, it is workshops for exclusively trans people. So that compiles of some beat making with DJ Lovable, and that is a mixture of, you can either make like some ambient kind of beats or some like house music tracks.
Oh yeah.
And then there's a lino print on workshop. And then
we've got workshops.
We've got all workshops, all trans workshops. And then after that, there's a whacking. So like 70s disco club dancing music.
A whacking workshop.
Wow, I've not heard of that before.
Do you know what I like though here is a lot of people who message us say we want to get involved with groups, we want to get involved with people. This is a fab event. And I think, what would you say to someone who isn't fully comfortable always going out dressing as their authentic selves? Is that important that people turn up, have to look a certain way, or who's encouraged to come to this event, I think is what I'm trying to say.
Like, so in the day it's exclusively trans people, so there's like literally no pressure to like perform any type of gender or whatever you feel like you should dress. Just like, come how you're comfy, come how you want, come as your authentic self, whatever that means. Don't feel like you have to dress a certain way, don't feel like you have to dress up, don't feel like that. Just come like whatever you want to wear, whatever makes you feel cute and nice. You know, as trans people, we're not performing gender, we're living it, you know, so don't
Love
come
that.
With like any expectation.
Love that.
And then there's also the Cabaret in the Night, which is open to everyone who loves trans people, not the chasers, unless you're coming with lots of money for us, then please, chasers, come. And in the night, it's like a cabaret, and then there's also a showcase of the Wacken Workshop, and then there's
I want to be at the Wacken Workshop.
Come to the Wacken Workshop.
I'm gonna be at the Wacken Workshop. What's Wacken?
What is Wacken?
What is Wacken? Sam, get on Google.
Wacken. Is it kind of like a variation of Vogan? No.
Yeah, it's a variation of Vogan, but it's like more to like 17. I'm like, Q. Wacken is like a variation of Vogan, yeah, but it's like 70s kind of like, yeah, like club music. Like people like, whack it, bop it.
We can all whack it together at Tranuary.
See you there. See you whacking.
Tranuary in the future becoming the whole month of January.
Yeah.
It feels it already. It feels like it should be there.
Like,
and it's all in Manchester.
Yes.
So it's right. I think we should get Tranuary Manchester, Tranuary London.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
make it happen. All
expand,
expand. But we need the support on the ground from this. And the dates are
the 27th of January. So in the daytime, the workshops are £8 each, and then in the nighttime, the tickets are £13 for the cabaret, for the showcase, and there is also a club night at the end of the day, which will be fab. And the headliner is Ife Alua, and yeah, it's going to be boss, like a hedonistic club night
I'm
vibe.
I'm going to be there, babe. I think I've got 27th of January. Like most people who are self-employed, got most of January off.
I've decided that the 27th is off. But yeah, no, it's going to be really fun, and we need more all trans lineups and things for trans people, by trans people, and centering trans people. So yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
and I love that it's, you know what, big up to Manchester, because we just have it fucking going on, don't we?
Yeah, Manchester is the best.
The best. The best.
Yeah.
So thank you for talking to us about Tranuary, but we're gonna keep you now.
I'm staying.
You're locked in. You're not going nowhere. We're going to have a short break, and after the break, we're going to help people solve their dirty dilemmas and their problems. Remember, it's anything from pimping yourself out for food to sucking off straight men. So forgive us if you're sick of sex.
But it's what the listeners give us, so sorry.
Sorry about it. Let's go to a break, darlings. See you in a sec. Love ya.
The Gossip Gaze.
Are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for gossip? Are you turned on by trauma? When I first said that line, it kind of was funny, and now I say it weekly, it's starting to be like
fetishizing trauma.
This is really
maybe
bizarre to say, but I'm going to go with it. Are you turned on by trauma? Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and tell them to listen to the Gossip Gaze. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. We'll give you a moment now to shout out the window at a random passerby about the Gossip Gaze podcast. Go ahead. You're probably going to do that, more likely to do that, in fact, than share it on WhatsApp. So you open your window now and just shout our name. Go on.
We're waiting.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Gaze. Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Can I just say, before we start this week's confessions, people have gone wild on socials about our cream sofa story last week.
The shitting one. The shitting one.
Shitting on the cream sofa. I've got my own cream sofa story. And I saw Charlie Cragg. Do you know more about this, Sam?
Yeah, so Charlie Cragg's had their own shitty cream sofa story. But really, mate, am I right thinking the same thing happened to her? Someone came
in? Yeah,
and
I know this, actually.
Oh, you know this, actually.
Charlie Cragg, she posted a story a while ago explaining that she had the same cream sofa thing happen where she had a fella around. He hadn't wiped his ass. Shit all over the cream sofa.
God. And people are now saying this is like part two of the cream sofa drama.
It could be a pandemic. It could be the same person even.
a serial cream sofa shitter.
Yeah. Like when you're in it, what colour's your sofa? Cream, I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm going home with you.
Are you implying there's a cream sofa bandit out there?
We had a poo bandit in school.
Was it you?
It wasn't me, but there was someone that went round, I think I've said this before on here, pooing. Under the staircases in secondary school.
Under the staircases?
Yeah. And then we were like in school thinking, okay, right, the shit's there. We all know the shit's there because we've seen it.
Yeah.
But is the phantom... That was it, the phantom shitter they were called.
Phantom shitter.
Is the phantom shitter squatting and doing the shit?
Or bringing it in Tupperware?
Or are they bringing it and dropping it? I think you'd have to bring it and drop it to remain phantomous.
I think people who like to... do that though, like to squat and do it.
Well, I don't know. There must be phantom toilet paper.
People
if you're
do
doing
like
that.
Doing that though, because I remember when I was like 17, we met a guy at a corner shop.
Yeah.
What the story? And he was like, "What you doing, lads? What you doing?" And the girls were like, "We're having a party. You wanna come?" And I was like, "Oh my god, there's this random straight guy at this party. Is he gonna like beat us all up and like steal our stuff?" And when I say stuff, like we were young, do you know what I mean?
My iPod singing. Mini, better not go, you bitch.
Yeah, you better not take my CD Walkman. or my MCAT that I bought from, at the time, Dr. Herman's used to sell it on Bold Street.
No.
Yeah, it was legal, darling. Anyway, and he pooed in the vase on the... In the vase.
In the vase.
There's a glass vase. On the top, where the toilet was, you know, when you get a little single window above a toilet, yeah. The glass vase, and no one knew. Everyone's like, the toilet stinks. He'd left and everything, and then halfway through the night, someone clocked this
vase shit.
This vase poo. And the guy whose flask it was opened the window and pushed it out.
Well, yeah, you would. Yeah, you're not going to be cleaning it out.
Well, imagine walking along outside an apartment block and someone throws a vase full of shit at you. Oh, anyway,
we were so close to having one episode about a shit story.
Oh no, I'm sorry, alas, everyone. Alas. I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's just part of the.
And I've had my own cream drama saga, cream sofa saga this week myself. You'll be lucky to know I didn't
shit yourself.
Shit myself.
Good.
But I did fall asleep with a can of vanilla Coke in my hand, and I woke up. I don't know. I feel like an hour or so later, thinking I'd weed myself, and I just basically poured a whole can of vanilla Coke over my brand new cream sofa.
That's annoying.
Bet the Kardashians don't do that.
Probably easier.
I bet if they do, they've got someone that will come and clean it out properly.
No, they've got a sofa in the other house that they just bring round when that happens.
Bring in the spare sofa.
Yeah,
right, well, I can't afford that, so we've been on the fucking stain remover all week.
Scrubbing it.
It looks like someone's shit on it. Anyway, so we got to the bottom of that. What a great show, everyone, this is before Crimbo. So anyway, we've got some dirty confessions, dilemmas and gossip, and I really, really, Sam, need to know about this story about pimping yourself out for food. So can we go with that first?
Yeah, that's the first one. So first story, this is from a nun and it's from she, her. She specified a Hull accent. Now, we didn't ask for this.
I like it when they give us an accent. All, can all, you give us a Hull accent?
All.
You all. All right, from all.
It might just have to be generic Northern.
All right.
I'm going to channel. Timothy Chalamet loves a Hull accent.
Does he?
Favourite accent, he said.
Do you know he's big everywhere at the minute?
Do you know who Timothy Chalamet is?
He's in Wonka, he's in Dune.
Call me by your name. You can't love him that much,
yeah,
can you?
I know, yeah.
I've got Wonka tickets for Christmas Eve, actually. Really nice.
I can't wait to see it.
You know what's really interesting about that? Do you know it's a musical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's been marketed not as a musical.
I know, because people won't go watch
it. Exactly. It's but really interesting.
All so the what, sneaking the songs in?
Yeah. But yeah.
It's going to hear all of a sudden, psst, this is a musical.
It's the same with Mean Girls. That's a musical. It's not being marketed as one because I don't want to put people off. What's really interesting, Frozen was not marketed as a musical. They hid all the songs and it became this hit.
Yeah.
It's the new strategy in cinema now, hide the fact it's a musical. Bizarre.
I'm fucking fuming.
I know.
You can tell the straight people on the PR.
Fucking bastards. That. It's because, I don't know, musicals have bad rep.
What, it's when they do test screenings.
People
watch
it
and they hate it.
People are throwing glasses full of shit.
Yeah. Get off the stage.
Stop singing. Boo.
Anyway, we're going to All.
Let's all
go on. Generic Northern.
Is this a musical and you're not going to tell us? So I went out with my ex-co-workers. All of them are straight, apart from me. Go on.
Nice. Do you want? Shall I pick up from there? Or should I go from the top?
You go from wherever, baby.
Now, so I identify as a lesbian and a former fat girl.
Woo!
This is a confession about the fattest thing I've ever done. I once dated a woman for one all year, despite not finding her my usual type and not actually wanting a future with her. I did this because she bought me a Chinese, Indian, and kebabs, cake, sweets, and all the chocolate I could want in exchange for a bit of a DJ set. If you know what I mean.
DJ set.
I got, yeah, took
what's
me a while.
DJ set?
Get all your fingers on the buttons.
That's the best way you
can
describe it.
That's the best way of putting it.
I'm not sorry. Would 110% do it again. We only broke up because I joined a fat club and I no longer needed her services.
Oh.
So, yes, the fattest thing I ever did was pimped myself out for food.
Do you know what? Good for you, babe.
Good for you, girl.
I love this confession. So you basically were shagging someone for the cakes and the sweets. Do you remember when you were like, do you ever remember someone being like, a comeback of being called fat was like, yeah, because I get a cake every time I shag you down.
Yeah.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah. I would love the system to get back in touch and just clarify, how did this arrangement start? Was there a conversation where it was like, were you licking me out? I was like, if you buy me a takeaway, yeah.
No, I'm thinking the takeaway was started to become a thing, and it must have been after the sex.
Like conditioning.
No one wants to go down on anyone who's just had a fucking coma.
Yeah, you're right.
They're loads of curry sauce.
Yeah. If you're anything like me, your sweat starts to smell of whatever you've eaten, especially if it's a curry.
100%. Yeah, mine does.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So no one wants a beefy curry, do they?
Well.
Don't kink shame.
No, we're not kink shaming.
Apologise. Apologise to the beef curry community.
They're going to look back on this like 6 months time. Zan's going to get cancelled.
I'll get cancelled. But listen, good for you. And actually, you know what? I think you're proud of it. I think that's why you've told us.
Always be proud of your achievements.
Yeah.
What I want to know is like, how often are the takeaways? You know what I mean? Is it every meal? Is it like a few times a week? You know what I mean? Like, how often is
because
it?
Because you were benefiting from it enough that you weren't buying it yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, this was a bonus.
Amount
of takeaways. What's a surplus of takeaways worth a DJ set?
I think it's every day, personally. Takeaway a day.
Oh, is that what your bargaining chip would be?
Well, that's the fattest thing I ever did, was for 2 years have a takeaway every day. So wow. It was like,
you didn't even have to give anyone oral sex for that, did
well,
you?
Well, no, my mum bought it, so thank God I didn't have to give anyone oral sex for it.
This podcast has sucked us in.
You know what? Don't kink shame.
Apologise.
Don't kink shame, guys. Billy is from Leeds. We all know they love a bit of incest in Leeds.
I would also love like an average cost per takeaway.
Oh,
I'd
no,
love
I'm not
to
bothered about the price.
Breakdown.
As long as, listen, if you're getting a Chinese, there's got to be a few things hit on the menu for me.
A mixed starter.
I love a mixed starter.
It needs to be a mixed starter.
I love
first.
A crispy seaweed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people who don't like crispy seaweed freak me out, Kai won't eat the crispy seaweed.
Why?
In fact, so much so, I put crispy seaweed on his plate once and he didn't eat the rest of the meal.
Oh, fuck him off.
Honestly, he was like, the meal's ruined.
Wow.
Really?
I'm like, who doesn't want a bit of crunchy sweetness? Yeah. With this salty Chinese food?
I think it's because people
think it's from the sea.
I think it's actual seaweed.
Yeah.
I think they get turned off by it. It's just cabbage.
It's just sweet cabbage.
Yeah,
they don't know that.
Well, they do. Because I'm like, it's just sweet cabbage. And he's like, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, but he
don't
believe you, I don't think. I think he
believes.
Oh, okay.
But the other thing I love a salt and pepper shumai.
Oh, yeah.
And if your local takeaway does not do a salt and pepper shumai, I recommend asking them.
Would you
salt and pepper my shumai?
What's a salt and pepper shumai?
A shoe.
Come round to mine and have it from Blue Eyed Panda in Nancoats. It's heaven. It's a shumai. You know a shumai?
No.
It's a steamed dumpling, pork and prawn.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah, steamed. And then if you ask them, they'll throw it through the salt and pepper. I call it my salt and pepper machine, but
salt and pepper machine,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
The girl over the road from me does me. So I have that salt and pepper chicken, salt and pepper chips. I'm proper like Joey English with me Chinese.
Yeah. Same.
I love a foo young, special fried rice. Beef and okay sauce.
If I'm shagging someone now, I want like a full duck and crispy pancakes, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you're putting the shift in, like, you'd at least want a full duck, you know what I mean?
Right,
at least half.
DJ shift.
At least half, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If the quarter duck ain't on there, it ain't coming off.
No.
But anyway, congratulations. I'm actually really proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
I think, I'd tell this to everyone that would listen.
Put it on your CV.
Put it on your CV. It's basically a job, innit?
We'll work hard for food.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Good dinner. If dinner's included in the job.
Yeah, sure.
Get a job at Mackey's.
Expenses.
I love anywhere where there's a good catering.
I used to work at Mackey's though, and you get a free meal, yeah, at your lunch, but you also don't get paid for your break. So
yeah,
really, it's not working out, is it?
No,
it's not.
It's not working out.
No, I'd be taking extras though.
I was taking. I also worked at McDonald's and I was fucking. I don't know how they didn't go out of business. I was sneaking double cheeseburgers. Maybe don't put this on camera, but I'll have it on the podcast. But yeah, imagine McDonald's come for me for working there 7 years ago. You took 4 cheeseburgers.
I love getting them. Sorry to just divulge it and divert. But I love ordering a double or triple cheeseburger with my McDonald's order. Not to be eaten at time of purchase, but to be eaten later on.
A cold cheeseburger?
Wait.
Sam. To be put onto the panini machine and turned into a toasty at a later date.
Wow.
All time. I mean, it can be up to 2 days later.
That is a fat girl hack.
Really?
That is a fat... Thank me later, Felix.
Oh, I will.
Hang on.
Have you got a panini press?
Oh, of course I've got a panini press.
Well, then you need to get a double cheese... You can do it instantly when they come, or they can be freezing cold 2 days later. Warm it up 4 to 6 minutes. Depends if it comes out the fridge. It may need longer. And obviously, various appliances take different times. But in my experience, 4 minutes. Why are you looking at me like this, Aluma? Is this not the content we want on here?
Carry on.
Thank you. pop it on and warm it up. The cheese remelts everything. It's so nice.
Wow.
And you want that nice, like, crispy top, like if you were going to present it to Mary Berry, she'd be able to scrape.
Oh, absolutely!
Scrape a knife on it, and it
yeah.
You're doing ASMR with your panini burgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm we'll see what else it's good for. It's a very nice hot pocket, Sam. Let me say that.
So, your second story for today, anonymous, but we know their pronouns are he/him.
I love this.
Hi, Gossip Gays. So, I went out with my ex co-workers. All of them are straights, apart from me. Somehow, I ended up going back with one of my co-workers. Not only is he straight, he is also engaged. This is giving office Christmas party vibes.
This is giving this. I've done this.
We were both so drunk, He invited me to cuddle as it was cold and we were just...
Oh. Please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's your fiancé, love?
One thing led to another and I started sucking him off. Then things moved to the bedroom. But he proceeded to put a fake cock on top of his own nice cock. No idea why, but I couldn't get into it and take it as I prefer a real cock. But then he also wouldn't let me kiss him other than his cock. I was so embarrassed by my behaviour as he's engaged, but he's so good looking. A lot to pick apart there.
You weren't that embarrassed.
So, he could only kiss the fake cock.
I think
there's a lot to work through here.
Yeah, I think they could kiss the real cock,
but they couldn't kiss the person on the lips.
They couldn't kiss the lips of the real person. It's a very straight coded thing.
Straight coded.
Do you know what I mean? I've had this.
No kiss.
I've
only
had a threesome with Kai with a straight person.
Right.
I don't want to say too much. I mean, they're not going to listen, are they? But. And Kai might shout at me, but we've done that, and then I didn't know at the time that they had a fiance. But they do this, straight people, I think, when they have a gay encounter. It's like, oh, it's my first time, I've not done this before. It's like they put weird rules in place, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like no kissing or, you know, whatever this fake cock thing is going on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Double cock.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What's that about?
Where did it come from? Like, oh yeah, I'm straight. I wasn't planning this, but I've got a big fake cock in my bag.
If he has one of these.
A lot of straight people carry around a fake cock in the bag. Straight people thing.
I just don't know any straight people. Evidently.
I think if this person's engaged, is this something that his fiance has bought him?
So the fake cock's been like... up your girlfriend, your fiance's fanny, and then you're having your gay co-worker kiss it. Oh, you know what? It's not adding up, is it really?
I'm not kidding.
Sorry. I apologise to the straight community.
Apologise to the double cock straight community.
So sorry.
This is very 24 hours in police custody code.
100%.
I need a full channel for breakdown. Yeah, I need the CCTV footage.
Sheridan Smith is going to play the IT.
Sheridan Smith's going to play the cop.
She'll play the hell out of that video.
I quite like the confession. It's giving very like office Christmas party vibes.
Yeah,
this is the time of the year for the straights to experiment with us, because they get to take us out on a nice work do, and often it's full of free beer.
Do you know what? I'm glad for our community that happens.
I'm glad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's gonna give you all something to speak about for a good.
We all love a gossip,
and your ex co-workers, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, fuck them.
No, it's fine then, isn't it?
Fine. And you know what? Just sucking a willy doesn't make you gay.
Just kissing does.
Just kissing.
Yeah. At least he didn't kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That would have made it dead gay. Like.
The breath might smell a cock.
The
breath might smell a cock, but it won't smell like your breath. So they cheated.
Yeah.
Well done. Have you got any confessions or hookup horrors or anything you want to share with us today, Felix? Because we always ask our guests.
Hot seat. We're going to throw you in the hot seat.
Once I went to some lad's house and he had a fish tank in his room. And I just think that is a hotter story. Why have you got a big fish tank in your room?
In your bedroom?
Yeah, that is a red flag. Do you know
why?
What I mean?
I've got one in my living room. Would you think that's a red flag?
No, I feel like in your living room it's all right, but why do you need to look at them while you're going to bed? Do you know what I mean? I just think it's dead. See, I just walked in and went, you know what, this isn't going to work.
Fish tank off, what are the fish? Were they tropical?
They looked pretty tropical to me. No, I'm not being funny as well. It's a big, horrible, stinking green fish tank in your room. Like, get rid of that.
Stinking and green.
Why do you need a fish tank in your room?
I like fish. Well, I'd have them anyway. I used to have one in my bedroom when I was in uni.
But you clean it and it's in a nice tank. Like, yeah. I can imagine this fish tank is green, like algae. The fish are barely like moving along.
Yeah, the
mingling.
Fish are gasping for air.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now they've got to not only are they gasping for air and dying, they've got to watch you do a DJ set.
That's what I mean. Like, avert your fish's eyes. Do you know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah, you wouldn't say, do you mind if the dog sits in the room? Would you? Why would you have any?
Yeah,
other
that'd
pet?
Be weird. That'd be weird.
I suppose.
And how many fish are we talking?
Loads.
A lot of eyes.
Major fish.
Has anyone watched The Boys?
No.
There's a character in The Boys that. Is it their bedroom? But has a fish tank and is basically like wanking off in front of the fish tank while looking at the fish. That's this is very The Boys coded.
Skins.
It's very Skins coded.
And
yeah.
Who was it that you? And Ginny used to put little ecstasy tablets for the fish on Skins. Do you remember? Well, the
Did
one with
they?
The glasses who looks like Eric Potter from Keith.
Sid. Sid, yeah. That's what it was given. Yeah, that's what I mean. When their eyes are like bulging out their head like that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I love them fancy goldfish.
Not watching your shag.
Well, I like it, man. What they watch, they're not going to say nothing to no
They've got very short memories, to be fair.
No, it's not false.
False.
My fish are excited to see me when I come, aren't they?
Yeah.
My fish, when I sit next to my fish tank, they all come over. They all say hiya.
They all ask for a picture and an autograph. Yeah.
They go, oh my God, aren't you Danny Beard? I loved you on Dragon.
Well, you did force them to watch the full season.
I've signed many a fin. Well, have you got, what are your other red flags just while we're on it? Because fish tanks are red flags. Well, I'm interested to know what other red flags are.
The thing is with me, it's not even so much red flags. Like, I see a red flag and I'm like a bull, do you know what I mean? I'm like, show me more.
Okay.
But you know what it is? I get the ick dead bad. Like, but you know, like really off like things where I'm actually like, oh, you know what? I actually think I might be a really bad person. Like once, like I was crossing the road with this lad and he was just looking around like a bit too much and I just got here.
Yeah. Like,
just walk out to the road.
You know what I mean? He was like looking around like that and I just thought, you know what? This isn't going to work. Or once we were ordering food and he just took ages. You know what I mean? But what do you want? But like if I get... And I just thought, you know what, hon? I'm going to just go home.
So you like someone who's quite decisive and doesn't have fish in the bedroom.
Yeah.
We're getting a good character. You know what I mean? Impression of you here.
And my standards are quite low. Like, not really that much to ask, you know what I mean?
I feel like I get the vibe of what you might find icky, though. Like, would you find it an ick if someone was running for the bus or the tram and then missed it?
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm a huge believer of nothing in life is worth running for.
100%.
The bus, I'll just get the next one, you know what I mean?
Agree.
My life... I'll reincarnate, I'm sure. Not on his life is way for him.
You'll reincarnate as a sloth.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd be boss that. Don't they all have... Oh, no, that's koalas.
Yeah, koalas.
Apparently not all captive ones.
Oh, right.
And they keep the captive ones away from... wild ones in case they come in.
Right. That is king shaman.
That is king shaman. They put like a barrier up.
Can't they just give him a pill like we have it and it goes? Why is it like constant koala chlamydia?
I've never fucked a koala, I wouldn't know.
Oh, maybe that's how I got it. That's why I got it.
Do you know what it is yet? Fab,
I always make sure my koalas wear a big fake cock.
On top of the road. Well, I don't know who the gossip goddess is, really.
I think it's...
I think it's...
I quite like the fish tank.
Yeah, I think it's Felix for the fish tank.
But also, I'm not going to lie, I'm not just going to side with you because you sat in the room, but I do kind of really want to award
the
this person. For the fucking Chinese.
You know what? Like, food's expensive. Do you know what I mean?
Cost
like,
of living.
If you're getting it, like, I got, you know, them Monzo... Roundups, yeah. And I'm in the 5% of buyers for Uber Eats.
Wow.
And I just thought, that's bad, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Or are they doing what they do on OnlyFans where everyone's in the top 5%?
That's true.
So I've not seen an OnlyFans creator that's not in the top 5%. And I want to know, what are you in the 5% for? Because it must be, you're in the top 5%, .. for people with 5 freckles on their face and a penis who also post out every Tuesday. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's very specific.
Yeah. In the top 5%.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking some of these OnlyFans, I've got more followers on fucking... Don't know what.
Threads.
Yeah. Not threads. I'm gas thinking about it. Who do you want to go for? Let's all vote.
I'd go for Miss Fatty.
I'm going for Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say Fish Tank, but you know.
Okay, well, yeah, all is fair in love and war.
Yeah.
Solidarity.
Solidarity together. Well, that's been Camp Crazy and Cuckoo episode.
Yeah, Christmassy as well.
Very Christmassy. And what are you doing for Crimbo?
It's just me and me ma.
I love that.
Yeah, just a little one, you know. I'm making the roasties, you know. She's going to get pissed and start screaming at me.
Do you have a good relationship with your mum?
Yeah. It's just, like, I have a lot of family on my dad's side, but it's just quiet on my mum's side. So we're just going to have a nice Christmas.
Cute. That's
make
nice.
Some espresso martinis.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And then, just chill, watch Doctor Who.
Oh,
Shooty's first proper episode. So.
Have you seen the Goblin song?
Yeah, number one on iTunes.
Is it?
Number one on iTunes.
It's great.
Really?
I do think the Goblin song is going to beat out Mariah Carey this year.
What?
Have you not seen the Goblin
Christmas
song?
Number one.
Maybe.
Goblin song for Christmas.
I'm honestly, if these past 2 minutes,
anything's
don't know.
Better than Lad Baby, to be fair. I wouldn't. I'd have the fucking sound of someone farting than fucking Lad Baby.
Lad Baby's not doing one this year.
Yeah, I know. Thankfully.
I know.
Boycotted.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I want a proper Christmas. Remember when the Spice Girls were number one?
Straight gone other days. Down our throat all the time. And it's
don't
too much.
I
bring
know.
Back the Spice Girls.
Bring back the Spice Girls.
Two become fucking Cheers. One. What a Christmas fucking. Christmas number one about shagging.
Perfect. That's all we want.
Not Festive. Sausage rolls.
No. Oh yeah, there's something about sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls aren't even Christmassy.
They're not.
You know what I mean?
It should have been at least like about a festive bake.
Your sandwich. Should have been about your sandwich.
The Christmas
hey,
cookies.
Yeah. I'm getting some ideas.
Oh yeah. Your creative juices flowing.
They're always flowing.
Bill, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to go home to my mum and then I'm coming to yours.
Yeah.
Fab,
little
can't
friends
wait.
Do in the evening, aren't we?
Yeah.
My mum and dad are coming over, and my brother and his girlfriend, and my boyfriend Kai. I'm going to cook dinner. The rerun, Kai's Guinea Pig Family, went very smoothly.
Okay, fab.
Highly, highly recommend getting your Christmas dinner from somewhere that does mostly microwavable stuff.
Right.
I just got it all from M&S.
Perfect.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Done in.
In the oven.
Done in 6 minutes?
Done in.
Fab.
Honestly, 2 hours it took to do a full Christmas dinner for 8 people.
Smart.
All the trimmings.
Or you could find a girlfriend who just buys all that for you.
Yeah, and does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my girlfriend makes me do it, so.
Little DJ.
I am the girlfriend. what are you doing, Sam? We know what you're doing. You're going to France.
Yeah, I'm going to Geneva, then Nice, and then Milan.
Why Ooh. Does Geneva always remind me? Is it Princess Diaries?
Because it was
Genovia
is the place. Yeah, but I always think, oh my God, you're going to see Anne Hathaway. But you're not.
It's very Geneva code.
Switzerland. What's she doing nowadays, Anne Hathaway?
I see recently she was doing some, I don't remember what, but she's still around.
She's still busy, booked and blessed.
She's booked and blessed.
Good for her. Well, you never know, she might be at couldn't even say it. She might be at Tranuary.
Yeah?
She is.
She is.
I didn't want to give it away, but I've
heard. The Whackham Workshop. She's flown over just for the Whackham Workshop.
She loves a bit of Whackham. Oh, she loves it.
Well, listen, girls, gays and theys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of The Gossip Gays. However you decide to celebrate Christmas, or even if you don't, have a nice one.
Have a good one.
Spend it with loved ones. Remember, you are loved. Thank you so much, Felix, for coming down today and chatting with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Anytime.
I hope I'm not cancelled by the straight community.
If anyone was going to be cancelled by the straight community, it would have been us by now.
Yeah.
Trust me. So however you celebrate, as I say, even if you don't, have a good crimbo. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to the Gossip Gays podcast today. We have enjoyed your company. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, share a dilemma, a funny story, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, then get in touch at letters@gossipgazepod.com. DM us on Insta @gossipgazepod. And you know what? You can even get in touch via WhatsApp, text, voice notes. Go wild, darlings. And if you want to remain anonymous, you can. Just say, we will never out you. We can even disguise your voice. We don't like doing it. I'm not going to lie. It does cost us a bit more money, but we'll do that for you if you want it. We will do. Does it cost money to disguise a voice? It does. Just your time. But your time is money. So it costs money. Don't forget to give us a 5-star glowing review. And we might even read it out in an accent. We can do accents. You heard Sam's awful Hull one today. And it could be yours. We'll be back with a brand new bonus episode on Monday. Is it Monday? Is Christmas Day Monday? So we'll be back Christmas... You are spoiled. We will see you on Christmas Day. No one's going to listen, but if you do, we understand that you've not got anyone. So
solidarity.
Solidarity forever.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.